This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We will get a heavy dose of hatred and rage and cult-like madness, psychosis, hysteria against all things Donald Trump.
My dad was a healthy 65-year-old. His only pre-existing condition was trusting Donald Trump. And for that, he paid with his life.
Don't you think you're laying it on a bit thick?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Donald Trump is the wrong president for our country. He is clearly in over his head. It is what it is.
Yeah, no, she was over her head. And frankly, she should have made the speech live, which she didn't do. She taped it. And, you know, she gets these fawning reviews.
I mean, this extraordinary speech. I mean, she's beautiful. I mean, it was so beautiful. And, you know, she wasn't just putting the president down. She was trying to pick the country up.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
I'm a lifelong Republican.
Well, you say that.
But that attachment holds second place to my responsibility to my country. That's why I've chosen to appear at this convention.
Sure, that's the reason.
We closed a couple of DCR pools in Lawrence over the weekend. We've done a bunch of things with local communities around mask ambassador programs, around sort of enhanced presence on local beaches.
Can't stop Charlie Parker.
Unchained and unstoppable.
I have legislated on racial justice. I have stood with civil rights heroes like the late John Lewis, like Dolores Huerta, like Martin Luther King III.
She called me all right? And you're standing there celebrating her.
Oh, this is awkward.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
We got the VIPs in here today, six VIPs, and it's good. Everybody having a good time?
Yeah.
One of the guys from Maine, Joel, brought me a model of a 58 Edsel convertible. Boy, is it beautiful. I'm holding it up for the YouTube cam. It's just great. Oh, that grill. I love that grill. Brings back memories of my youth. It's I don't know why the Edsel never caught on. And Grace got some stuff, and Taylor got a gift too, but he's not here anymore. His wife is giving birth momentarily. We'll let you know when it happens. And so he'll be out for the next couple of weeks. Anyway, we played a cut earlier in the day from, or just in the intro, from Joe Kennedy from yesterday. And we had Rayla Campbell on last night, the Republican candidate against Ayanna Pressley. And she went to Joe's event where he was going to denounce Markey for racism, and what he said was racism. Ed Markey, Mr. Frosty, his opponent in the Senate primary. And so Rayla was there, Rayla Campbell, and she was attacked by this crazy woman, Monica Cannon Grant, just said these horrible, horrible things about her. I can't even go into it. It's so vile what she said. We can't even clean it up with editing the tape. And so Rayla went there just to confront Kennedy, because Kennedy has been endorsed by this racist, this crazy racist from Roxbury. And so then she saw that Monica Cannon Grant was actually there behind Joe Kennedy. So she started yelling at Joe. And we had Rayla on last night, as I said, but we didn't have the tape. We hadn't gotten it out. We had to edit that tape too as well, because she was quoting what Monica Cannon Grant had said about her, what she'd called her, some of the things she'd called her. So we're going to play the cut from, this is Joe Kennedy. She was really on fire, but he didn't handle it very well. He just kind of crawled into the fetal position, basically. Cut one.
Hey, Joe, you gonna denounce the bigot behind you? I'm melanin adjacent, apparently, according to her. You gonna say something about that? Rayla Campbell for Congress. You gonna say something about what she's been doing while you're standing up there giving hugs? Well, she went on a 40-minute racial tirade about my family, about me being married to a white man, talking about how people should shoot me in the head. Harriet Tubman would have shot me. She called me all right? And you're standing there celebrating her. I'm running for Congress against Ayanna Pressley. Do I need this from someone who I don't even know?
Well, that was good. She really let her have it. But then, I mean, okay, so that's Joe taking it from Republicans and taking it from sort of the right, I would say, with Rayla, and from a black woman. So then this morning, he gets it from the left, from another white guy, Ed Markey, Mr. Frosty, and he gets it from a Democrat. And what they're saying is that he was at Stanford University, where he went to undergraduate college. He was a member of KA, Kappa Alpha fraternity, which is like an old line Southern fraternity. And I didn't know that they consider Robert E. Lee their founder, you know, or their spiritual founder. And all I know about KA is from Carolina, because I was telling the VIPs I'm not exactly a student of fraternity history. It was never really my thing in college. But KA, they would all grow beards for homecoming in the fall, and they would dress up for homecoming game in these gray Confederate uniforms. And back into the late 1960s, they would always go to Carrboro, which was next door, and where there was a lot of black people, and they would get some little black kids and have the little black kids just running around the fraternity on homecoming. Just, it was weird, you know, weird stuff. Like they were, I hate to say it, like they were little slaves. And so this went on and on into the 1960s. And then Dean Smith, the coach of Carolina basketball, he recruited a black player, a future All-American, Charlie Scott. He was a starter in 76 for the Celtics when they beat the Phoenix Suns and won the NBA championship. So Charlie Scott was there, first black player at Chapel Hill, and he's walking around campus on homecoming. And guess what he sees? He walks by the KA house, and there are all these guys with beards and Confederate looking like, you know, Stonewall Jackson and Robert E. Lee and General Beauregard. And they got these little black kids running around. And he went to Dean Smith and he said, I can't take this, coach. This is something I didn't buy into this. I think he was from New York, Charlie Scott. And that was the end of it. They still had the homecoming, and I still think they had the Confederate uniforms, but they didn't have little black kids running around. But this was the fraternity that Joe Kennedy belonged to at Stanford. And I guess when he announced, he said, you know, I made some mistakes in my life, and, you know, I shouldn't have been a member of KA. And I guess, you know, it wasn't as much of a Southern fraternity as it was at Chapel Hill. Although there were preppy type guys at KA who were KAs when I was there. But, you know, so he's getting pummeled from every side. It's really something, you know. I mean, it's like the sins of in his case, the great, great grandfather, Joe Kennedy, you know, who hated blacks, hated Jews. His grandfather, Bobby Kennedy, hated Jews, hated gays. And, you know, and now it's all coming back on this kid, Joe Kennedy. And he looked like he was stunned by what happened. I don't know what it was like when he saw the KA story. He had to know that was coming, because he apologized when he announced. But when Rayla hit him so hard, I mean, he looked like a ghost leaving City Hall Plaza. He was just in a state of what looked like the shock that this was going on. Anyway, it's a very interesting race. that's, I mean, race in the sense of political campaign, not a race of people is what I mean.
You better watch your microaggressions, bro.
781 says, Kappa Alpha, given his brave response yesterday, I'd say JoJo is more like Kappa Beta. Yeah, he came across more like a beta male, that's for sure. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. When we come back, we're going to have Charlie Baker's press conference today. We've got maybe I'll bring Grace in because she cut it up. She paid the price of having to listen to it, and so she'll know the cuts that we should go with. But it was just another Charlie Parker-esque performance. Let's put it that way. Talking about erectile dysfunction isn't easy. Usually we just brush it off or blame ourselves, saying things like, I lost my mojo, or we avoid it altogether with excuses like, I had a long day at work, or, sorry, honey, I'm just not feeling it. But with Roman, it is easy to talk about it with a healthcare professional who can prescribe real medication. It's simple, safe, and totally discreet. Even now, it's still not that easy to get an appointment at a medical clinic or a doctor's office or even a hospital. And you don't want to have to bother with going to the pharmacy to pick up a prescription and have to deal with the masks and all that nonsense. But with Roman, you don't need to put up with all that. No, none of these awkward visits. You can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for erectile dysfunction, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, Roman will ship it to you with free 2-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward, simple, and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/Howie and complete an online visit. Erectile dysfunction used to be tough to tackle, but now there's Roman. Complete an online visit today to connect with a healthcare professional and take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/Howie today. If approved, you'll get $15 off your first order of erectile dysfunction treatment. That's GetRoman.com/Howie. GetRoman.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The paper boy with a big microphone. Howie Carr.
This is Karen from Billerica, Massachusetts.
This is Adrian in Swanton, Vermont.
This is Miss Susan up in Warner, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
603 says, UNH is now testing all incoming students for COVID. How about TB, AIDS, hepatitis B? Don't you want to know if your roomie has those? I agree. When I went to UNC, and also Deerfield, you had to know how to swim, you know, because there'd been somebody whose kid had died, you know, because they didn't know how to swim. So they built a pool, and both places, the same deal. But you have a better chance of dying of a drowning than you do of COVID-19 when you're going to college. That's a fact, isn't it? It just is. And they don't want to talk about that. And, I just saw this. This just happened today. It got a little play. The University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill will shift all undergraduate courses for the fall to remote instruction Wednesday. That means there won't be any problems with the KA homecoming event at the frat house. Following a series of COVID-19 outbreaks on and around campus since starting classes last week. I mean, come on. This is ridiculous. Did anyone die? Oh, no, that's one of those stories. You read the whole story, no one died. Doesn't even say anybody got sick. They tested positive, and that's it. Today's poll question is sponsored by our friends at massfiscal.org. Mass Fiscal has led the charge against tax increases, most recently opposing the horrible TCI, Transportation Climate Initiative, gas tax proposed by Charlie Baker, and he got it through the legislature. And so he's got it in his back pocket now for when the if the economy ever does a slight upward uptick, as he likes to say, of COVID testing positive, if it ever has a slight upward uptick, he can knock it right back down with the doubling the gas tax. If If you want to know what's going on and how they're trying to put their hands in your pocket, sign up for free at massfiscal.org. Massfiscal.org. Do it now. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
If you had to choose, which one of these DNC speakers would you hang out with for the night? Senator Bernie Sanders, John Kasich, Senator Elizabeth Warren, Speaker Nancy Pelosi, John Forbes Kerry, Senator Chuck Schumer, or Governor Gavin Newsom?
I'm going to vote for Kerry just because it's the old saying, the devil you know is better than the devil you don't know.
Kerry is at 9%, tied with Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, and who wins? Still Bernie?
Bernie's still in the lead at 34%.
People think
steady.
They're going to get some of that New York double fudge chunk. He's going to bring it into the bar. I don't think so. And if he does bring it into the, he's going to charge us $7 for a pint of it. 844-500-4. It's funny, these socialists, the socialists will give you the shirt off of somebody else's back. But I dare say Bernie will not give you the shirt off of his back.
And
the same thing applies to all those other worthies that are there in their basements. 844-500-4242. People want to know what the people at the KA homecoming were dressing up as. I didn't know many guys at KA. I knew some of the Exeter guys who played on the lacrosse team, but that was about it for me. I had nothing against them. We just moved in different social circles. You know how it is. I never understood the lure of a fraternity house. You know, especially if you'd been in a dorm as in prep school. You know, I mean, I felt like I'd been in the barracks for long enough. I wanted to get out. Even a trailer was a step up from the barracks or the dorm, whatever you want to call it. 844-500-4242. Okay, we got a bunch of Baker cuts here today, and this is just the same. Okay, we haven't played a lot of. We'll play some different ones here. He's got a new word today. He's got all the old words too, folks. People that he likes and people that work for him and haven't been laid off, those are folks. You and me, people who have lost jobs or are worried about losing jobs or worried about our kids losing jobs or not going back to school, we don't rise to the level of folks. We're people. People have to conform unless they're in certain communities. He's very big on the word communities. If you're in a community getting free testing, that means there are a lot of illegal aliens living in the community. So they have to give you free testing in addition to free everything else. So sometimes he calls people in communities folks, but those are the only people who aren't hacks, don't have public jobs that are that rise to the level of folks. But let's play the community mix first. Cut 30. This is all from this afternoon at his press conference. Cut 32.
With the support of many folks in the public health community and the pediatric community, safe communities and communities at risk, on our community level data map, free testing in 17 communities across the Commonwealth to include 3 new communities, the total to 20 communities across Massachusetts that are part of this initiative. An enhanced community level data pack is spreading in their communities, or not. And you can click on each community. This community level data with communities considered to be moderate or high risk. And if you live in a green or no color community on this map, communities then say to the folks to get the message out to your community that you are in fact a high risk community, a moderate risk community, to where this thing sits from one community to another. The communities that are currently struggling, primary responsibility in their communities, local communities around mask ambassador programs. Many of these communities that we've been talking to who are in the red zone, who are high-risk communities, we've been talking to many of the red communities about, I think that will be different in different communities for their community. If you're in a green or a white community, most communities in Massachusetts, and especially those communities that are green and white.
Governor, I live in a municipality. What should I do? Boy.
Don't know.
We need the Charlie Parker intro. Do we have time for that on the way out? Then we'll take some calls coming back.
Sorry.
You're enjoying your day. Everything's going your way. Then along comes Charlie Parker. Always there to tell you about a new day.
disease, a car accident, or killer bees. The beggar to spare you,
Charlie, please.
But you can't stop Charlie Parker.
Charlie Parker. 844-500-4242. Do you live in a community? Are you at risk?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We'll take some calls in this segment. You can open it up, and we'll see. I brought Grace in here because I inflicted this upon her. Don't you like getting that when I forward you the email in the morning, Grace, and it says, Governor Charlie Parker's coronavirus update at noon, Gardner Auditorium.
I don't mind it because it comes around lunchtime, so I can just put my headphones in, eat my lunch, and watch him talk. It's a little bit of multitasking, but depending on, you know, how obnoxious he is that day, it does get kind of old. So I wanted to go over some of my favorite cuts from today, Howie. Let's start with the word of the day. Charlie Baker seems to find a word, and he likes it, and he rolls with it.
This is a word that's not communities or this, folks or people?
No, those
this is
are,
a new word?
Those are standbys. This is okay. A word that I'm hoping someday will be used as much as communities, but it'd be hard to work this in as often. This is Cut 12.
What we try to do is provide them with guidance in the first place and then to buttress either with money or personnel, whatever it is they're trying to do.
That's like on your calendar word. Try buttress. To use this word in a sentence.
You know, I would recommend Bill Clinton tonight not use the word buttress during his speech, especially since these new revelations today and photographs that have shown up on the internet.
But you know what the thing is? Sometimes when you try to use a word and you have it set in your mind, like, oh, I'm going to use the word buttress, then it never, the first time never feels natural. So you try to use it again, which brings us to cut 13.
Most of our conversations with local police has been, what can the state police do to buttress what you're already up to?
And he struggled with the second one.
Buttress. That's like sometimes he confuses continue and contribute.
Yeah.
He has a problem with that first syllable. It's early Biden syndrome, I think.
So then he went on to go to a classic, which is now VIPs. I know that you guys don't listen to Charlie Parker as much as I do. So you're probably under the impression that the coronavirus is taking the summer off. I know
like everybody, right?
That's what you guys think. But Charlie Parker and myself, we're here to tell you that is not the case. You're wrong. This is cut 14.
We urge people to continue to use common sense and keep doing those things that we know work. Wear face coverings, maintain social distance, and practice appropriate hygiene. As people enjoy the final few weeks of summer and head out for vacations, we should all remember that COVID-19, to say it again, does not take the summer off, and neither can we.
You know, it may not take the summer off, but I mean, 4 people dead yesterday, 6 people dead today. I mean, again, that's too many, but it seems like it's taken a bit of a slide.
No, Howie. No, it's not. How many times do I have to tell you over and over again?
Didn't leave early to like try to get in 18 holes of golf?
No, he used a different expression today, too. This is cut 30.
The virus, as we've said before, does not stop at any one town line. And if you live
really?
In a green or no color community on this map, you must keep doing all the things you've been doing to stop the spread.
Wait a second. So if the virus does not stop at the boundaries,
no.
But so then, what does it matter to the virus if it's in a no color? Which, by the way, I'm worried about that phrase, no color.
You better watch your microaggressions.
I sense a dog whistle with the no color community.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But how does the virus know whether it's in a no color or a red or a green community, Grace?
Well, here's the thing. The virus does not stop at any town line. However, it will stop at a restaurant threshold if it sees that everyone's sitting down and eating food. If there's food on the plates, the virus will stop.
No, it moves on.
It moves on.
No, that's what you said. You're confusing me, Grace.
No, it will not cross the threshold.
If the virus sees people sitting around with mixed drinks and beers and an occasional some wine, then it will come in. Then it will come in and attack.
That's what I just said.
No, you said food makes it attack.
I said it will not cross the threshold if it sees people sitting down with food, Howard.
Okay, what about, now, I go to some restaurants occasionally that have homemade potato chips. Now, I know the virus lurks in bags of potato chips and comes rushing out once you open the bag of a potato chip, at least in New York and Massachusetts. But what if you have homemade potato chips that were fried up in the kitchen?
That is so, I believe I'm quoting Charlie when I say that is very clear, no. No.
No virus with homemade potato
chips.
No,
no pretzels and potato chips do not count.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, he said that if pretzels and potato chips don't count if they come out of a bag.
Did he specify the bag? I just don't think he wants any sort of potato chips.
Did this just happen?
I think the key is...
Now, are they more likely to come in a like a barbecue chip?
Here's
or a Ruffles type chip, or they just come in standard chips?
I'm going to give everybody a piece of advice. If you find yourself at an establishment and you don't want to eat a meal, but you want to drink and you have to order something, take a cue from my late Nana, who was not a big eater, but she liked to go out. You get the shrimp cocktail. You pass one around to everybody, bam. One shrimp cocktail is not going to fill you up.
Kind of pricey, though. If you just want a beer.
All right, John Kerry. Some of us like to spend it when we're out. Okay, but guys, we have more to get to. The next one I want to get to, which cracked me up, is, so remember how this all started and everyone said, we just have to flatten the curve. We have to flatten the curve so the hospitals don't get overwhelmed. Once we flatten the curve, we can get back to normal. It was supposed to be like a two-week thing.
Right, 2 weeks, right. I remember.
Charlie Baker does not only not remember, he doesn't even remember the curve. So this is, and you have to listen really carefully, this is cut 27.
Questions on this stuff?
Yeah, well, we've talked a lot about the curve over the last 6 months. I haven't heard a lot about it recently.
Which curve?
The curve.
Okay.
Which curve?
The reporter was annoyed. The reporter was like, the curve. It was everywhere. The curve was all we were talking about forever.
The curve.
And he goes, which curve? And then he goes, okay.
Oh, boy.
Something we were supposed to be obsessed with, now nobody cares about. Okay, we have more. So I think we played this earlier, but it's worth playing again. Charlie Parker wants you to know how proud he is that they are shutting down pools. They are getting rid of lifeguards who might be carrying coronavirus. This is cut 20.
We closed a couple of DCR pools in Lawrence over the weekend because of some concerns about possible spread associated with some lifeguards who tested positive for COVID.
Any deaths?
We've done a bunch of things with
any deaths?
Local communities around mask ambassador programs. Sort of enhanced presence on local beaches.
Enhanced
presence of the local beaches. What do they have people walking up and down? Hey, COVID virus, out! Scrow! What do they do? What does these people do on the beach?
It's like we're a nation of hall monitors. Everyone's like, and you know what I did? You know what I did? I went down to the pool and I shut it down. Mm-hmm. It's like, good for you. Why should we be proud of that? And then, Howie, there was another thing I wanted to talk about, which was someone had the audacity to ask Charlie Baker about the false positives that are coming out of these coronavirus tests. Mm-hmm. And he does not like those kind of questions.
Yeah, this is happening a lot. I just got a message from a guy in Kentucky who I know, and they're not even reporting the negative tests. By law, the labs only have to report positive tests. So guess what? A higher percentage of people are testing positive since they don't have to report it.
Well, Charlie Baker doesn't even... He considers this question hate speech. He's not used to them asking him any sort of difficult questions. So this is cut, and see if you can hear the anger in his voice. This is cut 18.
Governor, do you have more information on those false positives at one testing facility last week that sort of threw the numbers off?
I don't have more. Do you have more? We've done 2 million tests. I think it was 900 tests that we're talking about. But do you have data on this?
Governor, we're just looking for some metrics, okay? Can you give us some protocols here for the sector? Just we want some metric sector protocols. That's all. Can't you give us this?
Is he saying there's only 900 tests that were false positives?
That was last week, though. I mean, who knows how many there were?
Is it 900? I don't care how many tests you've taken. 900?
Yeah.
Worth asking about, right?
I mean, that's enough to twist the knife. I mean, he goes berserk when except when there's a riot. If there's been a riot going on and, you know, people have been shooting at cops in downtown Boston, then if it goes over 2%, that's a successful ratio because it's just a largely peaceful demonstration of the folks.
So now what?
You could riot and you're the folks. If you want to go to the beach, you're people. I listen to this stuff as much as you do.
I know. You know what the thing is, too, though, Howie? What I'm noticing with this map is that it used to be that you go into Trader Joe's or something and you were masks versus no masks. Like, you know, we're making it so political. You can see how someone feels based off if they take their mask seriously. Now what he's trying to do is he's trying to pit these communities against each other. So he's like, oh, we're talking to the red communities about everything they're doing wrong. And if you're in a white community, which I agree with you, that seems like a not okay thing to say.
Watch your microaggressions,
or if you're in a green community or whatever, yeah, you're doing things right, but it doesn't mean that you couldn't do things wrong too. But don't worry, we're really mad at the red communities. So listen to him talk about the red communities. This is cut 23.
I think you're going to see a lot more activity. One of the things that we've been talking to many of the red communities about is roles and responsibilities with respect to face coverings and large sort of unregulated gatherings. And I think that will be different in different communities depending upon what they think the right way to go about it is.
The red communities like to have fun.
Unregulated gatherings. So do you need to go down to town hall now to get a permit to have a barbecue in your backyard?
Your papers, please.
Oh, that's right. Town hall has shut down for the last 5 months. Where do you get your permit to have a barbecue?
Well, the other thing is that he thinks that the problem is that people loosened up too fast. You know, with the weather got nice and you wanted to go out and maybe have a barbecue, and look what it did.
Does somebody ever ask him how many times, Governor, I mean, every death is unfortunate, but there's nobody dying anymore, okay? Can you take your boot off my neck?
Well, I keep saying this, but I find it interesting that there's such little sympathy in his voice for the people who this has really devastated. And obviously you can hide everything under I'm trying to keep people safe. That's a way of guilting all of us into feeling selfish for wanting to, you know, do things we want to do. Jared and I talk about this all the time. They're trying to train you into feeling bad for your rights. But there's not even a little hint in his voice of the wedding venues, I understand why they're struggling, right? Or the restaurants, I get it. Like, even just once
it. Or I'd like to, even though the Red Sox suck, I'd like to go to Fenway Park or to Gillette Stadium for a Patriots game, right? He has no sympathy for people like that.
No, but except he does want to play basketball.
He does. So 603 says, can you build a casino in a red community? Well, that's an interesting point, too, because Everett is a red community, I believe. There was a guy shot coming out of the casino on early Sunday morning around 3 a.m. And I tweeted it out the story and I said, another COVID casualty. People said that was very, very terrible, selfish, terrible, rude thing for me to say.
And you just probably sat there on your couch.
I said, they just wish they'd thought of it first.
Let's play Charlie Baker explaining why he thinks it's more important to have communities and stats for all these communities as opposed to statewide stats, which make people too relaxed. This is cut 26.
You know, we want to work with you to get the message out to your community that you are, in fact, a high-risk community, a moderate-risk community, and work with you to do things to actually bring your numbers down and to be able to say to those folks that are in the green or the white, you know, you're doing a lot of the right things. Keep doing it. Don't stop. And that whole issue of just having one statewide number may have actually made people a little more relaxed than maybe they should be with respect to where this thing sits from one community to another.
That's why they got rid of my favorite chart. because just when you look at that number and you see, oh, I'm under the age of 20, I have a 0% chance of dying. I'm under the age of 30, I have a 1 in a million chance of dying. That leads to perhaps a thought that you're not in danger.
But also, Howie, and this is the last thing I'll say before we break, but this idea that people are too relaxed or loosening up, if we're at this point in this coronavirus, we're this many months in and people don't start loosening up and people don't start relaxing, we're going to see mental health decline like you've never seen. People are going to start killing themselves because this is how we're supposed to live, in bunkers with no jobs and no businesses and nothing to do. I'm glad people go outside with their relatives and have a drink.
No schools.
No schools.
You can't send your kids to school. Okay, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back and we'll take a few more calls on the way out. I'm Howie Carr.
A nightmare to liberals everywhere. He's Howie Carr.
Hi, this is John in the People's Republic of Amherst, Massachusetts.
This is Heather from Litchfield, Maine.
This is Kent, Wichita, Kansas, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
Hey, did you also see Charlie Parker's ridiculous youth sports mandate that came out today?
No, what is that?
Oh, let's see. Face coverings on all baseball players, youth. Face coverings on all spectators, even though you're separated around an entire baseball field.
You're kidding.
No.
Face coverings on spectators.
Spectators. Yep. And there's all kinds of rules about non-family members aren't allowed to attend. He's out of control.
He is. I can't believe his ratings are this. He has high favorability numbers. I don't know anybody who's not PO'd about this. Do you?
How much of your life can you let him micromanage? There's a clause in there about hockey players in a face-off must have face coverings. Soccer players may remove their face covering when running downfield a long distance.
How about if you decide to head the ball in soccer? Do you have to put the mask up over your forehead?
I mean, just think about putting a mask on your face and you put yourself in danger with someone throwing 90 miles an hour at you. You could make an athletic move and move it over your eyes.
Oh, God.
You read about it. It's like 15 pages. It goes into effect tonight.
Oh,
my
God.
We had a youth baseball game in Bolton the other day. There was a guy from the DPW wearing an orange vest running around telling everybody to put their masks on.
The DPW now? It's bad enough.
Yeah.
The health inspectors. Now they got the DPW, the guys
who
usually...
He didn't really want to be there, but I think he had to be there.
God. This is just...
Youth sports. We've been playing baseball all summer. Both my kids.
I know, and there's fewer people dying now than there have been in ever, you know, since this whole nonsense started. And he cracks down. He just keeps tightening the screws. You know, this is like, you know, they say one drink is too many and 1,000 are not enough. Same with these rules. One is too many and 1,000 are not enough. They just keep reaching for more. Back tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.